At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
In the air, center field. Playable for Brenton Doyle. And the Astros are going to drop this one to the Colorado Rockies 6-1. Astros strand 11 compared to 2 left on for the Rockies. Colorado with 4 runs in the third, all unearned runs, and 2 more in the fifth, win the opener of this 3-game series and the opener of a 10-game homestand by the final of 6-1.
Good, you know, the walks, he saw a ton of pitches, a couple of plays in left. He judged that it was a high fly ball. He judged the wall really well and made that play on a deep fly ball. So, but he was moving around pretty well.
Well, yeah, it was a hand injury. I mean, he's moving around pretty well.
Everybody, when asked about Yordan Alvarez yesterday, after Yordan Alvarez misses a huge swath of the season with a hand injury, nobody seemed to want to directly answer any questions about his hand.
Yeah.
When asked if he was still in pain, Yordan basically said, "Hey, everything's going great, and we're just gonna
Did you see how well I was moving in left field? Yeah, look at that.
I don't think they figured out a damn thing with what's actually going on with his hand, other than that he's a hell of a Double-A baseball player, and nobody wants to pitch to him.
Right.
You got to see him fly out. That was great. But the other two at-bats, that kid was staying the hell away from Yordan Alvarez.
They had the soft open for the new Kirby Ice House up in the Heights, so I was invited to that. So I went there, and the game was obviously on there. There's 500 people in the place, and Sammy met me, my son. And he met up with me there, and he got there as the Astros game was starting, and Yordan Alvarez coming to the plate. And I said, "Son, let's watch this momentous return right here. This is an event, son. That back when Yordan was putting up MVP numbers, there was no greater event in the city of Houston that was must watch more than a Yordan Alvarez at bat. Let's sit and let's watch. Let's just take it all in." And he walked on 4 pitches, and I'm like, okay, at least he walked, you know. But
at least they gave us the show, you know, instead of just doing the intentional walk, they just gave us a show of it.
Right. Yeah. They nibbled around the plate. Yeah,
you can't fault Yordan for that. Obviously,
no.
I think you can fault the Astros for leaving 11 runners stranded in the game. It was against a team that had a 5.96 ERA coming into
Houston.
It's
just a crappy, you can bring up any number. They're a horrible baseball team.
It's one of the worst baseball teams in the history of baseball, and I don't know if this fledgling league is going to make it, if this is the kind of performance we're going to see. The worst baseball team... One of the worst baseball teams in the history of Major League Baseball, and the Astros eke out a run against them.
Yeah. It was a majestic run, though. When Jesus Sanchez hits home runs, they don't just barely get over the fence because he swings hard.
Yeah.
So that's good to see. It was good to see old Jesus get a home run. It was a bad day. They lose to the Rockies, but Tell me if you've heard this story before. The Mariners went out and lost last night as well.
Yeah, buddy.
They're still a game and a half up on the Mariners because the Mariners are equally pathetic right now.
The Astros and the Mariners are basically running that beer mile that you talked about yesterday
where you
chug a beer every lap. You chug a beer and you see how you can straggle to the finish line.
I'm glad you brought up running a mile. Can I just tell you that this whole everybody at the station runs a mile thing and we see who is the best? Has really picked up some steam with some of the other shows. I was listening to the toss yesterday between In the Loop and The Drive, and boy, is Clint Stoerner angry that the people picked you to beat him in a mile.
Is he mad at me because of it?
I think there was to the point where Ron was kind of stepping in like, hey, your anger at all the people voting is drifting into anger at Seth right now.
Right, yeah. I've been very open in saying I think Clint would beat me in the mile.
Right. Well, here's the thing, and Clint may very well do that. I don't know if we have the – I got to go check the Area 45 to see if this made their show audio. I haven't had a chance to check. His rationale for why it's plum-ass silly, to use his words, that you would beat him, this is a guy who used to be 300 pounds running around on all those joints out there. And I'm like, used to be. He's 250 now, right?
Like And I've run a couple marathons.
Have you really? How did that not come up in the last 2 days when we're talking about this thing?
I don't know. I didn't really think of it. It's not like I ran them fast or anything.
Yeah, but you ran them.
I mean, I ran an ultra marathon. I ran a 50 miler once. So that I used to be as big as Clint is painting me out to be, just some big fat doofus. And then I decided to start running marathons to get down to a better weight.
Remind me if I'm ever in trouble, you know, like accused of murder, to not hire you as my lawyer. Like, you might want to bring up the whole marathon thing when we're talking about running a mile.
Yeah, but that's different than running a mile. Like, I shuffled a few marathons. It's not like I was out there like some Ethiopian just gliding along the surface of the earth.
Again, we're not comparing you to Olympians. Yeah. We're comparing you to the staff at Sports Radio 610. That is material information for comparing. Yeah. Now, Sean Bajani's run three marathons, as it turns out.
Yeah, and he's probably run a respectable time.
Maybe, I don't know.
By layperson standards.
But he was texting me yesterday when this topic came up, and for those who missed it, Seth brought up an analogy about running a mile the other day, about us choosing him as if that were like something stupid to do, and I said to Seth, I'm like, look at our
choosing
staff.
Choosing me.
Yeah, choosing you. Yeah.
And so, Bajani is my choice. I think Bajani would crush all of us.
Right, well, and Bajani was listening yesterday when we were rehashing it, and he's texting me like, hey, I would smoke all you fools. I've ran three marathons. Yeah. So I said, okay.
So Clint's going to do that thing with me that you had to fight against with Tebow. I always tried to make the distinction. Like, I don't hate Tebow at all. I hate the people who are idiotically championing him for no good reason whatsoever.
He's Tebowing you right now.
Yeah.
They were talking about it again. I was listening to The Drive on my way home from Kirby Ice House last night. And boy, Bajani was agitated that anybody would be picked ahead of him in this whole thing.
All right, I'm gonna get out to the track on Saturday and just do a little diagnostics here. I'm gonna see how fast I can run a 400 at a comfortable pace.
This could be fun. We might when it gets cooler outside. We might need to make an event out of this.
This might be a bye week activity or something.
I'll be gone on the bye week.
It's not going to be cool outside by then.
No. I won't be here for the bye week.
So speaking of the bye week, do we think that by the bye week that the Texans will only have two tight ends on the roster? Seven, that they'll have a bloated wide receiver room of seven, that they'll have... I mean, right now, after final cuts, the Texans have a total of 12 defensive linemen, which is a lot. When you include the two guys that are on the PUP list right now, the cuts yesterday, there were some pretty notable, not necessarily earth-shattering surprises, but some notable surprises.
The three that I didn't have, because I do a 53-man roster after the third preseason game to try to predict what I think it's going to look like. The three that I had making the roster that didn't make the 53-man roster were Miles Bryant. He didn't make it. They're only carrying eight defensive backs right now, too. We should point that out. They're really light on a couple – not really light. They're light by a guy or two at a couple positions, tight end and DB. They're heavy on a couple positions as well. You're right. Wide receiver, they're heavy right now. And when you add in the guys on PUP, they're really heavy on defensive linemen. So I had Miles Bryant making it. He didn't make it. I had Jakob Johnson making it. He didn't make it. And then I had Irv Smith making it. He's going on IR, so I technically I got that one wrong. He didn't make it. Instead, the three guys that did make it, Graham Mertz, they're carrying a third quarterback, so you could argue they're overloaded at that position too right now. British Brooks made the team, which maybe we should have seen coming. He had a really, really good camp, and he made the team last year. And then Jamal.
Well, they love him. They love him on special teams.
They love him on special teams.
And Jakob Johnson, I'd pointed this out a couple times. I like having a fullback in the game. I wasn't super enthusiastic about his actual blocking in the preseason games. There were a couple times where he just didn't actually do a great job of getting up the linebackers and safeties. So, but we didn't see British Brooks. I don't think he took a snap at fullback in the preseason. I might not remember. I might be forgetting something. But that's where I kind of thought, all right, it looks like Jakob Johnson's going to be their fullback. And now you don't they're either feeling good about British Brooks or they think that Cade Stover can just be the classic what most teams do in the league anymore is, he plays H-back when you need a fullback.
Yeah, and Jamal Hill made the team. I didn't have that one. But, again, that's not a huge – Mertz, I'm surprised they carried three quarterbacks. British Brooks, I'm mad at myself that I was surprised at that because I shouldn't have been. Jamal Hill, I'm not totally surprised. Jamal Hill had a very good training camp, and he's a young player – Who's cheap, thank God, because they cut Nick Neiman, who they've got to pay $4 million to. Nick Neiman had the most lucrative training camp of any player in a Texan uniform. He got cut and is getting $4 million guaranteed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Then the other, I've seen people concerned about this, and understandably so. There's rumors, or at least reported by Adam Schefter, that the Texans are shopping Cam Robinson, the offensive tackle, around. And Blake Fisher is the only other offensive tackle on the roster right now.
Besides
so
the starters,
you look at that and people immediately think, okay, well, if Cam Robinson gets traded, then Blake Fisher all of a sudden is your swing tackle, and we don't feel super duper cool with that. I think the interesting thing to watch will be what they do with Trent Brown, because Trent Brown might end up on the practice squad. Mm-hmm. Remember, ever since COVID, you can have 34-year-old guys on your practice squad.
Yeah, it's a certain amount. You've got like 5 or 6 spots you can bring in vets. Yeah.
Yeah, and then also, I think I remember this is the initial, as the Texans themselves put it on their graphic they put out, it's not the final 53-man roster, it's the initial 53-man roster.
Totally, yeah.
So if Cam Robinson were to get traded, the big offensive tackle trade that we saw yesterday was Austin Deculus actually getting traded to the Chargers. So
yeah, for a 7th-round pick. Nick got a 7th-round pick for Austin
Deculus. A conditional 7th-round pick.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
I feel better about Blake Fisher after his second preseason performance, but at the cornerback, at offensive tackle, at where's the other? Oh, tight end. I think there's still potential that the guy who's going to be there week one is on either waivers right now or is somebody the Texans trade for.
Yeah, I know you were asking tongue-in-cheek, are they going to have these guys on by the bye week in week 6 or whatever, but I think it's going to change in the next 2 days. This 53 will not be the 50. You and I will come – by the time we come in on Friday, I'll call it, This will not be the 53 anymore. There'll be one or two new guys on this team.
Yeah, you know, no, my tongue wasn't in the cheek when I don't even remember what reference I made, but things are going to change, obviously, by the bye week. This is a Nick Caseria roster. There's going to be churn.
Yeah, for sure. Nick meets with the media today at 9 o'clock. We'll carry that live.
My tongue was sticking out Michael Jordan-like as Clint Sterner lagged 400 meters behind me. I'm going to lap Clint by the end of the mile.
I want to see this. I think we could do this like a stack it like a WrestleMania card. You versus Clint.
Yeah.
As I predicted, Lopez was completely dismissive of me being able to beat him in a mile yesterday. When I asked him, not on the air, I asked him off the air. I said, "Do you think you'd beat me in a mile?" He's like, "I'd blow you out." I'm like, "Okay, yeah. You don't have a swimming pool anymore, buddy."
Now that I find out that Clint's been talking smack about me,
he was very agitated yesterday.
I might even go get cortisone injections for this one.
Okay,
my knee is in no shape to be running. But I'm gonna go assemble a crack squad of consultants to help me get through this 1 mile somehow.
I think Reggie. Well, you know, Bajani was most angry that the people picked Reggie that would win, and so I think if we did a race with Bajani versus Reggie, you versus Clint, me versus Lopez, I think we could stack a nice little card here.
I think if we do it all in one heat, it's just there's lots of drama to go around in that one. Just do one race. And I'm not even going to be shooting. I'm not even going to be trying to win the thing. My whole goal is to bronze this MF-er.
Yeah.
Excuse my language, everybody. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm going to bronze this son of a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I got the competitive spirit in
me. I'm telling you. Dude, if you go back and listen to it, you're going to get, however you feel right now, times five once you go listen to the audio. He was
he called me a fat piece of crap.
Said you were at one time 300 pounds, and somehow that was his rationale for saying he could beat you.
I was intentionally 300 pounds. Yeah. It wasn't like I had no self-control or anything.
He wasn't saying that. He was just pointing out the fact that you at one time were carrying a whole lot of weight on those joints that you have right
now. And do you know what it's like to try to play 50 snaps in an NFL game while carrying all that weight?
Right.
You got to develop an engine, man.
Yeah, man.
Your cardiovascular system is working overtime. People don't realize those linemen out there, they're carrying a lot of extra weight, but their heart rate's staying at 140 plus for long stretches of time, 160 plus.
I'm on your side.
Long stretches of time.
I'm on your side in this. I'm on your side.
All right.
Football Talk on Sports Radio 610, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. CJ Stroud on First Take yesterday. Feels like the gloves are off now when it comes to talking about the 2024 Texans offense. We'll have the audio for you from First Take yesterday coming up next.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.